OFC Podcast Radio.
Welcome to OFC Podcast Radio, where every beat, every word, and every laugh is a celebration of our journey. Join Gina the Great, your joy curator, Farrah Hammond Freeman, the head honcho, and me, Queen Kaya, your soul sister. Stay tuned for a dose of melanated excellence right here on OFC Podcast Radio. But before we do anything else, we're going to bless our show and the kings and queens listening.
Blessed melanated rising, my people. I'm so grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator, and I'm grateful to our ancestors for creating another opportunity for us to be able to get on here today. And I just ask that today's show, as usual, let it be uplifting, let it be educational, let it be entertaining, but most importantly, let it be empowering for each and every one of our listeners as we send out that spirit of love, light, unity, strength, great health, wealth, peace, and joy. Hotep, amen, ashe, ayibobo! Every time I think I want to just add a little something to the end, you know, just to give you a little extra zhuzh. You know, the great, what is going on your side of the world?
On my side of the world, it's definitely winter is wintering.
Yeah.
Winter is a wintering.
So,
and
who upset Mother Nature like this is what I'm trying to understand.
I feel like Mother Nature thought she was late. I feel like she's like, oh, like I let you guys slide in January with like softings and whoopsie daisies. I'm gonna have to give it to you two times in February. And so, yeah,
I'm blaming somebody else. I don't know who. I just want to blame somebody on the planet that did something wrong and find that person, punch him in the eye. Hey, go ahead, continue.
Punch them in the eye. That's
it's important.
I did a little Rick and Morty marathon because, you know, the weekend before recording this, we were pretty much snowed in. And so it was, Sunday was definitely a day of like, do not go outside. And they told you don't go outside, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, Rick really reminds me of you, though.
No, well, we're the same
person. I'm going to let you know. I'm not telling you. I'm not saying you're the genius and that you're a scientist and would create things like a portal gun with Rick. But like, his response to things, I was just like, wow.
Yeah.
This is very Pharaoh. He's like, oh, the air matters. Oh, my God. Come on.
No. Okay. No, we're on the same page because I didn't think I was a scientist either, but I definitely feel the mannerisms. He's like, I don't know. It's Rick energy all day over here. All day.
My chief
will tell you to.
100%. And so now I can't unsee it. And that's what it is now. So, That's pretty much how my week went, and I think we're doing our fan rally. Before I go into that, though, I want to hear about what's been going on. And I guess this week's been, you know what it was, I had a really really busy work week. So like I have nothing fun to share. I was just tired. Oh no, I'm lying. Mm. See what happens when you need some sleep.
Yeah.
I did do a ramen cook night with on the 15th. Like we did a Galentine's Day, maybe I guess we can call it Galentine's Day cookout. And so,
okay, pause. Mm-hmm. What is Galentine's? Because I seen somebody in our WhatsApp group, in the OFC group, and I forgot to actually ask her at the time. And mm-hmm. I seen Galentine's, and I was like, oh,
Galentine's Day is the Valentine's Day for the girls. It's when the girls get together and you know they do things. They show love for each other, you know?
You're not serious. You're serious right now?
Do I look unserious?
No, but, like, isn't Valentine's for girls? For women, generally? So why are you guys taking it?
Valentine's Day is typically, well, Valentine's Day is for whoever wants it to be for whomever, but typically those who are in relationships do things on Valentine's Day. Of course, it's a time where you can tell the people that you love them, but Valentine's Day is kind of like a Friendsgiving. You know how you'll have Thanksgiving with your family, but then you'll have a Friendsgiving where you have the same concept with your friends. So then you have Galentine's Day.
Wow. No, I knew nothing of these things. Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
Whew. This world is crazy. Everyone's just doing their own. Go ahead.
Well, why not though? Because you only have one life to live and you may as well.
No, you're absolutely, no, me, I'm with you 100%. First of all, I'm barely on this planet, first of all. So I don't know why I'm complaining about this planet.
Well, it's good that you say that because we don't, with our value, you got to stay grounded. But
Talk about it. Go ahead.
yeah, so we had a ramen cook night, and it was really good. It was one of our most efficient cook days because we've been doing this for some time now. We kind of went down the list of what we did, and we started with West African. So we started with West African, and then we did Chinese, made with lao, then we did Mexican. And then we did, oh no, sorry, before Mexican, we did Southern Comfort. So we did like down south, all the, which by the way, when we cook that, the amount of sugar and butter that's used in Southern cooking is insane. Thank goodness I did that last year and not now when I'm doing my sugar-free 40 to forever. Then we did Mediterranean and well, sorry, Mexico, then Mediterranean, and now we did ramen. And next one we're gonna do Indian because I need to learn how to make the naans at home, and like Indian food's delicious, so I gotta start learning.
That sounds exciting, Janda. Great. Okay, that sounds like something to do. Dope.
Yeah, hopefully you're back by the time we do it, and then you guys, you and Shada can come and join in the
Come
fun.
bust true. So thanks for the invite. Open invite, 'cause I'm definitely coming true. So on this side of the world, so before we dive into the value of this week, which is being good stewards to our amazing planet. So my last week, basically, I want to give a shout out to Yandy and Kirk. So Kirk Blue, people who know DJ True Blue, his younger brother Kirk got married to an amazing queen, Yandy Martelli. So shout out to the whole Martelli family. Amazing wedding, right in the middle of the snowstorm. So that was pretty exciting.
Wow, yes.
Yeah, it was
How
pretty
did that
exciting.
go?
But it's the universe. Technically, going back to my original point, maybe I need to go punch Kurt in the eye because technically what he wanted was a winter wedding. And you know how the universe always delivers. Always
Well, you
delivers.
know what? If that's what he's asking,
That's
we'll be all
what he
right.
yo, that's what he asked for. And boy, did it do, because first of all, a beautiful resort in the middle of nowhere in Ontario. I never even knew. Obviously, I didn't know this resort existed. It was in a super rural area. It was like one of those things where you're driving, you're like, for sure I'm lost. For sure I'm about to drive into a Get Out movie. I'm not supposed to be here. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, look at this gigantic place in the middle of nowhere. Okay, here we are. This must be it. So yeah, and so a beautiful, beautiful location. They're not members, so I'm not here to promote what they do. So just a nice location and great huge windows. So just picture this Hallmark scene, like you have this great wedding going on and the snow is falling in the background. It's exactly what they wanted. But I guess, well, we should have known. Any wedding you're having in February, you don't need to give us a heads up. We should just know it's a winter
No,
wedding.
if you chose February,
You chose a
like,
winter wedding.
because to me, February is the coldest month of the year in North America, like in Canada.
Yep, talk about it on the Gregorian calendar for 100%. So yeah, so anyways, so just to say, but all the whole point is that it was an exceptional time. It was great to see, just love in the air and the build and stuff like that. And I'm grateful to have gotten out of the country when I did. Well, I'm grateful that I was able to get out of the country, period, just because with the snow I was able to still get out. So I'm here for a couple of weeks just handling the business in Trinidad. As you guys know, we have members out here, we have an entire network out here, and we're looking to expand with our money transferring services that we're able to offer. So I'm out here just doing the good work. But as you guys know, we don't miss a beat, regardless of where I am, anywhere in the world. I'm here to serve the needs of the community and here to build with you guys. But now, can we just before we dive in? I haven't had a chance to deep dive on Drake's album yet. Okay. Now, you guys know that I am a Drake fan. I definitely know he's in my feelings, so he hasn't messaged me back in a couple of weeks. Now, look, but I'm still defending and writing for my brethren. And what I'm gonna say, no matter how much hate is circulating on social media about the album that I'm re recommending everybody listen to, even if I haven't fully listened to it yet, that fuss I'm endorsing the man. Mind you, after I listen to it, I don't know if there'll be take back seats. But the point is, right now, right? You guys know how I get down. Right now, as it is, I'm telling you, like the fact that there's these millions of views on or listens on every track, 2 point something million, 2.9 million, 2 point this, 1 point this. Regardless, my man is not losing. Okay? No matter what you guys try to say and the bad up, Gina, I feel like you have something that you want to add to this. You is it?
I don't Is now the time to add it, or should I carve out some time during my segment? Because
carve out the time during your segment. Because
okay, we'll do that. We'll do that. Because we'll give a debrief.
Yeah, please. All right, but you know, as I say that, we're definitely a couple of weeks late on this topic, but we can't wait until the end of the episode to talk about it, because we didn't talk about Kendrick's halftime show when it passed the beginning of the month, and seeing it's the end of Melanated Excellence Month, and we're recapping all the awesome things that happened in February randomly. I'm just gonna say that performance was the beginning of the revolution. All right, the revolution was televised, and shout out to Kendrick for igniting it. And again, Kendrick is another person on my list of people that I'm just gonna hang out with. I'm gonna hang out with Kendrick. I'm gonna hang out with Yasiin Bey. I'm gonna hang out with David Chappelle. These are just my people. You know what I mean? These are the people that I resonate with, who are on a certain level. You understand? So anyway, so all to say, regardless to the beef between Kendrick and Drake, you're like, basically Drake is still my boy. Kendrick is still my brethren. I feel like I don't need to pick sides. I could be cool with both of them. And that performance that he gave, I listened to so many different breakdowns and of, you know, analogies of the performance. I believe all of them. I like the video game concept. I like the Samuel Jackson. I like him pushing against. I like him playing tracks that aren't even super commercial. And people are like, what's this track about? He's just dropping what he needs to drop for the people of them.
No, all the tracks he dropped were known tracks. I mean, if you don't know, now you know.
Now you know. Now you know.
But if you knew, you've always known.
Talk about it.
You know, and it's funny because the reaction was so great, because T-Pain's reaction made me laugh so much, because T-Pain's was like, I could never do the Super Bowl. And then he's like, then he watched Kendrick. He's like, oh, wait, maybe I can. Only because he's just like, he didn't have like the theatrical, you know-how of when the Beyoncés did it, or the Weeknd, or what have you, right?
Yes.
And with Kendrick, with what he did, albeit minimalist, it was so poignant that for it to be any bigger or grandiose, the purpose of it would have gotten lost.
100%. You just hit it right on the head.
And like the political, like them, even him, even having Samuel L. Jackson portraying Uncle Sam was awesome. That's like, it's what it needed to be. Shout out to Serena Williams being a guest appearance. Shout out to SZA being also a guest appearance. She does have songs with him, but we also do know that SZA and Drake used to date too.
I know. I'm coming to realize. Yeah, I'm wondering if Kendrick did that on purpose too, because this guy's so calculated. So calculated.
Do you think Serena was not?
No, Serena for sure. But I mean, go as far as create a track with SZA.
No, he didn't create a track for the Super Bowl with SZA.
No, not for the Super Bowl. I mean, in general.
No, but he had the track with SZA before there was Drake beef, because the song.
Are you sure?
The song she played was a song from Black Panther. The first song, I'll be honest, the first song that they sang together, I didn't know that one, but the second one, it was
when I say, are you sure, is because Black a Panther. True mastermind doesn't just start planning takedowns right at the surface. He could have been planning this for years.
Give SZA her flowers, because at the end of the day, too, SZA's a West Coast girl, and like, you know, he does like to represent. He does like to put people like, now he didn't put SZA on, like SZA's been in this game, but like, you know, he does, when he does his West Coast stuff, he does his West Coast stuff, you know. So, no, I would not
yeah, take. Shout that. Out to that movie with SZA and what's her name, Keke Palmer.
Palmer.
Did you see the movie?
Yeah, I did see it. And it rendered really well. Like I'm glad it's doing good in the box office as well, you know.
Yeah, sorry people, we are taking you down this random rabbit hole.
Hey, but you know what? Why not? Why not?
Yeah, we're here, guys. We appreciate
while
you guys
we're here. So, while we are here, the preliminary feedback from Drake's album is that they said the first half was disastrous. It's a 21-track project, and it's being criticized for its lackluster content and perceived with minimal effort.
Aye.
The Times awarded the album a one-star review, describing it as half-hearted dross filled with heavily auto-tuned and uninspiring content centered around romantic woes. The reviews further note
Whoa, Gina, everything you're gonna go one time, you're not gonna give us a break?
no,
Like,
no,
yeah.
listen. It said that the reviews further notes that while tracks like Nokia and Meet Your Padre, you probably said, I don't know why I had to give it to you guys. That's why it was probably, he probably says Meet Your Padre, offer brief moments of interest. The overall project fails to deliver engaging music. So, I mean, if you're gonna listen, like, oh, I guess I'm gonna go straight for Nokia and Meet Your Padre because
I'm
that,
gonna listen to the whole thing, all 21 tracks, okay? All
yeah,
right.
the Houston Chronicles highlights that the album reignites Drake's feud with Kendrick Lamar, featuring lyrics that mock Lamar's complex writing style, despite references to Houston and nods to local culture. These elements haven't been enough to sway critical opinion positively. The ongoing rivalry between Drake and Lamar have intensified, especially after the Super Bowl halftime performance. And that's the thing, though. That's my thing, though. Aubrey, Mr. Graham, you've known for a very long time that he was performing for halftime. And so therefore, I have to assume that you chose Valentine's Day to drop your album. Did you not want to make sure? Did you not want to unequivocally make sure that this was going to be nothing but heat?
This year, what the problem is right now, first of all, like I said, Drake hasn't gone back to me. I don't know who is guiding him anymore. Okay. From when he did the lawsuit, I wasn't involved. No one from his true brethren, like myself and some of his circle, none of us really knew what he was doing, right? The people who really advocate for him, we're just so right now, guys, if I'm gonna be honest,
He's
if I'm gonna be honest, guys, we need to look at this like a mental health issue that we should be taking seriously, okay? Because he's it's a cry for help. It's a cry for help. All right, we don't know what's going on. I don't know why he would do this again. Why he like stir up
getting
old beef?
scary. It's getting Ja Rule scary in these streets.
Yo, I'm worried. I'm worried we lose another Canadian icon right now. I'm concerned, like just that he retires from music
Okay.
altogether. Okay,
Listen,
and.
we still have Celine, Shania Twain, The Weeknd.
Damn, Gina, you're
Are the
listening.
Bare
There's,
Naked Ladies Canadian? I think the Bare Naked Ladies are
anyway,
Canadian.
all right, guys. Look, okay. So, first of all, we deep dove so much. We're gonna have to take a pause for the cause and come back and talk about the values, and then we're gonna come back with the pilot because just, like we can't have you guys taking so much of the history with more stuff. So let's take a pause for the cause, Gina. Then we're gonna come back. We're gonna talk about the values because it's really important. This is value number seven. And then we're going to say, and then we'll be back with our pilot people. All right, guys, let's take a pause for this. It is the beginning of March. This is where we're at right now. And so, as we are preparing to move forward on this Gregorian calendar, and we are at value number seven, let me read it out to you guys. Off the OFC community website, just go ofccommunity.com, go to the About Us section, and then when you scroll down, you'll get to our core values. So, number seven. Respecting the planet. Take care of the earth by protecting nature, reduce waste, and using resources wisely. Now, Gina, tell me that's not a simple value right there.
It's so simple because the thing is that if you don't, where else we're gonna live? Because if you guys were planning on resting your laurels on Elon Musk, you're not who he cares about. He don't care about you, and so this is what we had. And like, how are you gonna be so disrespectful to something that gives you everything you need, literally? Like, the planet gives you everything you need to heal, to heal, like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And you're just one. And like, again, like, when you've said this a lot of times on how we're plants and stuff, like we're 80% water, and most of the things in the planet, you see the same thing too. And so and like, we the humans are the only quote unquote animal that disrespect the earth, because nothing else does.
I think so. I'm gonna bring us Full circle, no pun intended. Because first, I'm going to express my concern for humanity. Okay, my concern for humanity is our mindset. Because the way people treat the planet is a reflection on how they see themselves and how they feel about themselves. I've gone to events, Juno the Great, outdoor events, where. And I'm gonna say, like, unfortunately, this has been out in the Caribbean. It has happened in North America as well, but not to the extent that I've seen or experienced it in the Caribbean, where we're at an outdoor event and you're leaving the event and it sounds like you're walking through slush. And why does it sound like walking through slush is because there's a foot of garbage everywhere.
Oh yeah, no.
Everywhere. When I say everywhere, like you're walking here, and that's because whatever people were eating, they threw it on the ground right next to them. Whatever they were drinking, they threw it on the ground right next to them. What, like they just, it's like by the end of it, you're like, I'm in a pigsty. Like I feel like I'm in the garbage. Like, why am I in the garbage? I didn't even realize that that's what was happening. Like, and to me, it's an indication on how far gone we are as a human species and where we need to come back to. We need to acknowledge our awesomeness of who we are and respect ourselves in a certain way. And with that, respect the planet in a certain way. Because right now, my concern is that if we don't start taking heed, we're going to destroy our Earth. And whoever wants to go deep and search through the search through history, the Martians that came on this planet destroyed their planet before they came here. They're influencing us to do the same almost out of vexness. Because they're coming and we're living this bountiful life. So there's a human species on this planet that is connected to the earth. Like you just alluded to it, as you said, and I've said it a million times, guys. We aren't just human beings. We are literally the earth in human form. That is really something to grasp. Like there's a reason that you vibrate a certain way when you're in nature, you're in the water, you're touching trees. You're back home. You're connecting back with yourself. When they say when you take your shoes off and you're able to ground and root and put your feet down, it just does something to you. Guys, there's a reason for that. It's not just mumbo jumbo heebie-jeebies. It's real things that if we take the time to actually think a little bit outside the box and be like, is it possible that I'm actually a plant in human form? Yes, beautiful people, we are. So when we say being good stewards of the planet, like we try to keep it as simple for the general public as possible. So hence why when you go on there and you see the value, it doesn't say acknowledge that you're a plant and that you want to live like you're a part of nature. Sorry, that would be a little bit over everybody's head, but I'm gonna tell you guys as you're here tuned in and you're listening, I'm telling you that's really what we want people to understand. But at the very base, please be good stewards to this planet. Don't pollute. Try to recycle. Aim to be mindful of everything because there's life in everything. There's an aura in trees. Those who have taken the moment to really meditate and vibrate on these things, you'll realize that trees are alive. They give off a frequency, they give off a balance and energy, and they're connected by this crazy underground rooting system. Guys, these are some powerful, powerful beings on this planet, and we take them all for granted. We take everything for granted to our down to ourselves. So again, not to, go too deep with you guys on this, and like you guys know I do enjoy this time on the pulpit, but right now all I really want is it's like I'm begging for humanity. I'm begging for Mother Nature. Gaia wants us to acknowledge our connection to her and our connection to each other. Take time. When you see a tree, say hi to it. Give it some energy, give it some love. Acknowledge that it actually has life. It's not just a bush. And you know who will show you that for real? Look at children, how children play in nature and their connection to the trees and the earth and the everything, because they have not been as brainwashed as we are in terms of hardback adults who say feel we know everything. So when you guys see that there's
Oh.
things happening on the planet and she is burning things down, freezing things down, wiping out masses of humanity, we might look at it and be like, oh my goodness, what is happening? Guys, Mother Nature has always been equipped to take care of herself. This planet is alive and well, and it's one of the it's the pearl of the universe. There's and trust me, she could handle herself. So these people who talk about as a human species, we're polluting and destroying the planet, and the planet needs help, and because and we need population
We need
control.
help.
We need help. All right.
Like, I have the image of like a wet dog when it starts just shaking things off. Like, I feel like that's how the planet's gonna be like, you know what? You guys are annoying me. Just shake
Shake, yo.
things off. Just be like, you gotta go.
Yo,
Gotta go.
and you know, for those who are hearing me right now, you guys who are on a certain frequency, who've been looking out for Gaia, who's been functioning a certain way, who are vibrating on a certain frequency, you guys have nothing to worry about because your vibration, your energy will keep you guys grounded, will tell you guys something intuitively is going to tell you when to move, it's going to tell you when to go high, it's going to tell you when to go low, it's going to tell you when to go east, when to go west, because intuitively you're connected to the whole. So just continue to vibrate with that. Kade, she is an exceptional sister who is here to support business owners in their development. She helps you with your grants. She helps you with your administrative structure. She's the person that will take the time to listen to what you're doing, build a certain rapport with you, and make sure she's advocating exactly for your need. All right, guys, let's take a pause real quick. If your goal is to purchase a car and to make the process as simple as possible, just get a car broker, guys. You just get a car broker. Big shout out to our homeboy, Hamsdale Jacques, the owner of hjcourtierauto.com. That's hjcourtierauto.com. If you're a small to medium-sized business and you're getting started and you're ready to go to that next level, what do you need? You need a phone line and you need a website. Think mainstream Digicom. They got all your telecommunication needs checked. Mainstreamdigicom.com. You're trying to get out on the web. You're trying to understand how to navigate through ads. Check out Java Logics for all your marketing, your digital marketing. Where would we be without Preston? I don't even know. Check out Java Logics. I give thanks to Preston for what he's done for the OFC. The amount of positive reviews we've gotten from all his referrals, we're proud to stand behind his work. Check out javalogics.com. No, it's not just because he's my brother. It's because you can't talk hip-hop in Montreal without saying M-City Solo. Guys, check out his latest project, In My Feels, available on mcitysolo.com. If it's not one of the hardest new EPs to hit Montreal, come and let me know. You already know. It's your boy, Faro, bigging up, mcitysolo.com. Keeping the culture alive. I gotta give thanks to Westcan Folk Performing Company. For the last 40 years plus, they've been promoting our culture through song, drum, and dance, educating youth, the children, the seniors. Just check them out, westcanfolk.com. DeVito, WizKid, Burna Boy. Those are just some of the big names that's blessed Montreal thanks to Afrobeats Montreal. Definitely check out Afrobeats MTL for all concerts, show listings, everything that has to do with Afrobeats in the city. Check out Afrobeats MTL. One full circle. We are the Melanated Community Resource Hub and Network. What does that mean? We're here for each other.
Parlay with the people.
Yes, beautiful people. So we are back. So you guys have heard me talking about the needs that we have as a community, understanding how this grant game works, how these how this funding works, how to strategize, how to even look into how could we could generate our own revenue so we could sustain ourselves. I am excited because I call her a master coordinator. She is a master coordinator. I've seen her at work, ladies and gentlemen. It is the one and only Sister Deshalene Cadet. Woo!
Hi, everyone. Thank you, Farrah, for the introduction. A mastermind of project management.
Yeah.
Oh, money.
Yo, Queen, I've seen you in the work. I've seen you coordinating these, like being behind the scenes, coordinating events. I've seen how you bring it together. And when you were telling me about the new business that you've launched and the things that you're doing, I was like, perfect. You are perfect for that company. I'm glad you've created it. The community needs it. So I'm glad to be able to create this space for you to be able to come and share so people who definitely can, who need your services can benefit from them.
Oh my God, thank you so much, so much, so much, so much. So
Ça me fait plaisir, ça. So, and no, guys, as you guys know, how we get down on our show, on fait beaucoup de franglais ici quand c'est nécessaire. So, we will be doing the franglais, and when needed, we'll translate. But, sister, sois à l'aise, gêne-toi pas.
Oui, pas de souci.
Communicate in the language as you feel more comfortable, all right, as needed. So, you know how I like to get down. Before we dive into this amazing business, a new project you started, j'aimerais te donner l'opportunité de t'introduire pour que les gens qui connaissent pas Sister Deshannon Cadet, give him an opportunity to get to know you, sister.
Okay, donc Desjarline Cadet, my God, who am I? J'aime ça m'appeler médecin généraliste, gestion de projet, gestion d'opération, un background en communication, animation, recherche culturelle à l'UQAM, then I did a certificate in HEC management. Try to put everything together, arts, entertainment management. How can I like build something out of it and be proud of doing production that I like. Donc, je fais beaucoup, beaucoup d'événements avec Marilyn Signature. On m'a souvent vu avec Marilyn. On m'a souvent vu avec Audace au Féminin aussi. Je fais la direct, je suis directrice de projet là-bas. Donc, je suis toujours dans la gestion et ainsi de suite. Mais ce qui m'a poussé un peu à bâtir mon entreprise, c'est vraiment, I talk to a lot of entrepreneurs. We
I
all
can imagine.
have, I think, the same issues. We need funds. We need money. We need to understand grant. We want partnership. We don't understand why telle personne a reçu les fonds, puis nous, on n'a pas. Qu'est-ce qu'on n'a pas bien fait? Donc, ça a été vraiment de fil en aiguille, mais j'ai toujours eu l'habitude, for people who know me, they call me for something and I give you the answer. Parce que je vais chercher l'information dedans. Donc, c'est pour ça que je dis toujours médecin généraliste. And avec des ben, en discutant avec des amis, puis je veux vraiment prendre le temps de remercier. C'est vraiment quelqu'un que j'aime vraiment, vraiment beaucoup. Puis qui m'a vraiment donné le coup de
Push.
pied. Oui, he tell you have to do it by the end of the year. I'm like, okay, d'accord. 2 minutes, OK. Donc, c'est Steven Sarrazin, c'est un inspecteur en bâtiment, et Marilyn Mahautière. Ce sont les deux personnes qui sont comme, you have to do it, you have to do it. You have expertise. Tu sais, il y a une manière que tu donnes l'approche, the way you do your text and everything. You have to be out there.
That's it.
Donc, j'ai travaillé pendant 6 mois sur le projet avec une adjointe, tu sais, tout le marketing, toute la réflexion, le service, how I want to do the services. And then, July 3rd, 3 juillet, je regarde mon téléphone and my business is on Instagram. Oh my God. Oh, the name of the business is DC Consultation OBNL. So usually I just want to make sure that everybody understand. Ma première mission, c'est de permettre aux OBNL d'être rentables.
So hold on. Let me say that part because it's important. The first goal is to help nonprofits to be profitable.
Exactly. Because I do believe, and I have that belief that any businesses that you're doing it, que ce soit une entreprise de vêtements, que ce soit un not-profit organization, ça peut être rentable. There's a way to make it, so you can make profit out of it. And if the states know how to do in it, we need to know here in Canada how to do in it.
Well said.
How to market, comme le dupliquer, puis selon nos règles fiscales, selon nos lois ici, mais façon de faire qui est possible. Donc c'est ça. Donc moi, ma première clientèle, c'est vraiment les OBNL. Mais de fil en aiguille, il y a des entreprises aussi qui veulent une restructuration, qui ont besoin de financement. Tu sais, c'est pas facile pour tout le monde.
C'est
Donc
ça.
mon but, c'est vraiment de vous accompagner, expliquer, give you the knowledge that you need to understand what is different about grant sponsorship,
Un prêt is not the same thing.
Very
Subvention,
true.
prêt, commandite, ça n'a pas la même, ça n'a pas la même signification, ce n'est pas les mêmes
Ça.
montants qu'on peut aller chercher, ce n'est pas la même façon de we write the project and everything.
Yeah, pas les mêmes obligations non plus en termes de
Désolé,
what they're
exactement.
writing for at the end.
Donc, tout est différent. Et mon but, c'est que be good at what you do and let me be good at what I'm doing. So, my goodness sur l'écriture, sur la rédaction, la réflexion. So, tell me your project. Tell me everything. I'm gonna take some notes. I'm gonna merge that like a food. On va faire un
Really,
petit
really,
bricolé.
pro yeah, really process it. Let
Processing everything. Mariner la viande et tout ça. Puis
it
je te livrerai par la suite un projet que tu peux déposer, puis un
in.
projet que je sais qu'il peut avoir le financement nécessaire. So,
Wow. And
let's
I just
make
got
dreams come true.
Well, that's it. And the thing is, so as we all know, in the grant game or whatever the case, there's never any guarantees, right? So we know that when you're applying, there's no guarantees, but your odds are a lot higher when you're working with somebody who knows what they're doing, who knows the
Exactly.
wording, who has experience in the past getting funding, who knows, like, because the grant writers, sorry, not writers, but the people who are reviewing the grant review committee, there are certain things that they're looking for. And a lot of times
Exactement.
when these organizations are applying, ils savent pas qu'est-ce qu'ils
Bon,
cherchent.
they look, mais c'est ça, puis ils regardent beaucoup sur, tu sais, tous les projets sont bons, everything is good, but what is the impact? Est-ce que ton plan financier est aligné de manière réaliste, realistic to your project, or it's just your imagination? Do you have a strategy plan? Tu sais, un stratégique. Il y a beaucoup d'éléments, des fois, qui sont demandés, qui vont regarder, puis le projet peut être parfait, mais si les devoirs administratifs de l'organisation n'est pas correct, si je peux dire ça comme ça, selon leurs critères, on peut perdre beaucoup de points à ce niveau-là. Donc, moi, c'est toute cette réflexion-là. Tu sais, je prends le temps de lire les demandes, je prends le temps de understand everything. I'm asking questions, I'm calling the people who send that they said that they have money for us. I'm calling them. Call two, three person, I'm like, okay, I have a question. What is exactly it is? Donc, moi, j'ai un client, mon client dit c'est ça. Oui, mais on a besoin de parler au client. Il n'y a pas de problème. I put everybody in the meeting. We talk. And he get the exact information. Donc, pour moi, c'est tout un apprentissage. Puis, je veux transmettre ça, au fait, pour que, tu sais, mon but, c'est de ne pas rester associé à une organisation pendant 10 ans. Tu comprends? I want to be there, help you to understand everything. Let's say 1 year, 2 years. And then you can have someone that we have the fund for that person who's going to do the job I did, but in your company.
I love that. So it's like you help
Parce
to
que les
empower
grands,
the
c'est ça qu'ils
organization.
ont. C'est ça. Les grands, c'est ça qu'ils ont. Ils ont quelqu'un dans l'organisation
C'est ça.
qui fait que ça. Donc,
C'est un
if I can
complimentary
teach
compliment.
someone that, I'm good, I'm blessed, I'm okay.
Sister, let me ask you, because I'm even for myself, I'm here taking notes. I'm like, okay, good. This is I need this. So let me ask you. So now there's something that you said. I just say circus class, because I don't want to assume you're doing things that you're not doing. But now, okay, you gave the example. Sometimes you need to call the you need to be registered and stuff like that. Do you help organizations like to be able to register? Like, let's say their registre d'entreprise n'est pas fait comme il faut. Est-ce que tu peux les aider avec des
Alors,
choses comme ça?
oui, je
Really?
peux aider, je peux accompagner. Surtout des fois, souvent, c'est de faire la différence. OK, est-ce qu'on est une OBNL? Est-ce que, tu sais, dans le sens que une OBNL qui est enregistrée au Québec, it's really easy. You have to go online, you print the document, tu trouves tes trois premiers administrateurs. By the time everything is proper, I'm gonna help you to get une bonne gouvernance. Quel est le recrutement pour ton conseil d'administration? Parce qu'on ne peut pas rester juste trois administrateurs comme dans l'enregistrement. Il
C'est
faut
ça.
vraiment faire un CA, un plan de gouvernance, un plan de recrutement pour les administrateurs et tout ça. Pour ceux qui veulent l'exemple, OK, mais how I do to être enregistré au fédéral because I want le numéro de bienfaisance.
C'est ça.
Parfait. Il y a des experts que je connais avec qui qu'on peut travailler pour vous expliquer toute la démarche. Parce que ça prend du temps avant
C'est
son
ça.
bienfaisance. Il faut un bon document. Sometimes we want to do it by ourselves, puis on est comme, OK, ça ne marche pas. Non. Je vais t'accompagner, puis je vais te dire, you know what, I'm working with that person, that lawyer. She's really good, and she's going to help you to finalize the document. Mais toute la réflexion, je le fais avec le client. Je le fais avec la personne, because Pour moi, it's not like, yes, you pay my salary and okay, that's fine, no problem.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I want your business that pérenne and
That's
make
it.
money out of it and be able to help other people's.
Well, that's it. And you see, so you just said something I want to make sure that the listeners understood, because it's when we're talking, it's one thing to be registered in Quebec. That's a lot easier. When it comes to registering federally, and especially if you're looking to get a charitable status, that's where it does get complicated. So that was one of the questions I was asking the sister, if she is the go-to person for that as well. And she is, and this is what I assumed, is that she can help. And sister, what I'm hearing and what I appreciate, and actually even the people that I sent to you right now, it is the fact that you're able to hold their hand. And we take that for granted, but it's this industry that we're in. Like, sometimes, guys, please, it's not as easy as you think. We're running these nonprofits, running these organizations. We all have different strengths. Some people are really passionate about serving the needs of people, but when it comes to the paperwork on, we have no clue. Okay. And being able to have somebody in the community that can guide us through that could support us in it, and not just say, okay, do this, 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 and call me back. But that's not what we need in the state that we're in. All right. It is somebody that could sit with us, say, let's jump on a Zoom call. Let me share a screen. Let's go through it. Let's block out an hour. Let's go through the forms.
That's
Let's
what I
talk
do.
about it. Sister, I know that's what you do, sister, because this is
That's
what people need.
not my work. That's not my work. I take time with people. I mean, say, she pas, puis, don't get me wrong. There's a business for everything. Everybody do the business the way they want to do it.
Right.
Mais avec, it's been more than 10 years. I've been doing events. I've been doing coaching and everything. Puis j'ai compris la clé du succès pour une entreprise, c'est d'être pris par la main et d'être accompagné. Like I said to my client, I'm not doing the work for you. We are doing the work together. Ça veut dire, tu as une idée de projet, pas de problème. I'm listening to l'idée de projet. Je prends des notes, je fais la rédaction. But you have to read the document. Parce que ma tête a été comme way too far for what you expected. You need to review everything and just review to make sure that it's aligned
I
with
love it.
your vision because you know your vision.
That's it.
Explain it to me. I understand it. But did I put it on paper right? It's on paper. So sometimes you need to review. Sometimes I'm asking people to review. That's it. Review the budget with your ton comptable. You have un comptable, pas de problème. I can make a budget, but si j'ai manqué, je sais pas, moi j'ai oublié de mettre le loyer, j'ai oublié de mettre quelque chose, but tu as un comptable. Si le comptable n'est pas sûr, I'm gonna take the time avec le comptable pour expliquer. Voici pourquoi la grille est faite comme ça. J'accompagne vraiment, like, we're in this together.
I
You
love
know?
this. I love this. So we listed the service. So people could come to you for grant support. They could come to you when it's time to, when you're looking for funding. You also, in addition to the grant support and access to funding, like, is there other services, if it's not funding related, that you also do, or is it, or do you keep strictly within the funding domain? Because
The
it's the
main thing is the funding, but sometimes avant même qu'on puisse aller vers le financement et tout ça, si on a besoin d'aide pour restructuration d'entreprise, on n'est
That's
pas
it, right?
sûr où on veut s'en aller et tout, il n'y a pas de problème, je peux vous accompagner. Si c'est vu opérationnel, like you need someone just to make sure that you keep track with your strategy plan, so it can be that guide for you. So I'm gonna be able to see c'est quoi ton plan stratégique, quelles sont les actions. Sometimes je vais te demander de revalider. Donc on va faire des exercices de revalidation sur les actions qu'on veut poser. Est-ce qu'il y a des nouvelles choses qu'on peut faire? And then dans des projets comme ça peut prendre un peu plus de temps. Ça peut prendre jusqu'à 6 mois, 1 an, mais je t'accompagne until we get the job done.
I love that.
Mais
So,
entre-temps, s'il y a des financements que je trouve, puis je suis comme, you know what? You need to apply on this. Let's do it.
let's get it. Okay. So, see, and so that was the other thing. So, if there are opportunities, you could also plug people into it that they might not even know of. So, and that's the other thing I was going to ask. Is it just when they, let's say I find a grant and I want to apply for grants, and I come to you and I say, hey, I need help. Or is it also, but you kind of answered the question already, if you see grants or whatever be the case, will you approach the business or the organization and say, here, there's a grant that I think actually fits for what you're actually doing.
The two topics possible.
Right.
Sometimes people already have like the I have one client, she has all the grant that she wants to apply on, but
Okay.
have time to doing it.
Okay.
So I'm doing it for her, she review everything and that's it. And I have other clients and people that I know who need some grants, and when I receive the information, I read it, and I said, oh, this is good for this one, this one, this one. Let me jump to a call. Donc, tu sais, ça peut être des deux façons. Puis ça peut être aussi tout simplement, Deschanel, I need your services, but I don't know when. I don't know how. Can you just explain me what it is? How much it's gonna cost? If you see something, can you let me know? Tell me how much time is gonna put on it so I can prepare my budget, and that's it. I said, yeah, no problem. So yeah, vraiment, you just need to get jump to a call.
That's it. I
And we're
was
gonna
about
put
to
a
say.
discount. And we're
Good.
gonna
Yeah, I was, but that's what it sounded like. I was like, okay, so then the next thing is really right now, people who are hearing this, they should reach out and connect with you. So
Yeah.
let me, so first actually, so if you could give the what's the best contact info for those who are now they're hearing you and they want to connect with you, what's the best way to reach you?
The best way to reach me is my phone number. You send me
Shoot.
a WhatsApp or a text. This is the best first thing.
Okay. And the number is, let's
The
go.
number is 514 409 1310. 514 409 1310.
That's what it is.
Send me a WhatsApp. This is gonna be the best thing. Tell me that you see me on the OFC
Podcast radio.
podcast, and I need you. You
Okay.
need me, and we need to work something. I said, okay, no problem.
I love that. So, let me ask you. So, if you had to give the listeners like a freebie, a nugget, things that they should think about as nonprofits going like, or even for profits in business, something that comes up often that people just don't think about. If you had to share MCK shows, what would you share with the people?
Un plan stratégique. You the same ways people do a visual board and a production for the personal life,
Yes.
we need to do that for the businesses.
A strategic plan. Well said.
So, what is your next goal for 2025?
Okay.
Est-ce que c'est un objectif financier? So you want to take, let's say cette année vous avez fait 250 000. Next year, you want to do 350 000. So, c'est 100 000 de plus. Le 100 000 de plus est pourquoi? Why do you need to make that much money?
Okay.
You're gonna get a new product? You're gonna do a new services? Okay. Doing that mean maybe you need to hire a new person.
Yeah.
Maybe you will need this and that. Maintenant, avec tout ce tableau-là, like you see the vision, you see everything. Okay, how am I gonna get the money to make it happen?
To do it.
Parce que souvent c'est ça, souvent c'est OK, where I'm gonna get the money. Donc là maintenant, c'est de regarder, voir, OK, point de vue, notre comptabilité, do we have enough funds to comme remettre sur un nouveau projet, même si ce serait pour une période de 3 mois pour commencer. Est-ce que on a besoin d'un nouveau financement? Puis, ce qu'il faut savoir, puis je vais le dire franchement parce que je suis, tu sais, j'ai fait la recherche là comme les 3 derniers mois. Tout le monde est comme, oh my God, Black funds will be, we don't know if it's going to be renewed or not, what to do. Il y a beaucoup de changements dans
It's
les
true.
politiques aussi gouvernementales sur certains financements et tout.
What?
Guys, I'm going to tell you something. C'est bien d'être sur du financement, subvention, it's good. But if you need to go higher, il faut avoir cette mentalité de est-ce que je peux me permettre de prendre un prêt? Et prendre un prêt ne veut pas dire que vous allez vous endetter pour toute votre vie. C'est pas
Right, that's
ça.
true.
Ça va vous forcer premièrement à si je prends un prêt, il faut que j'ai un plan de remboursement. Non, il y a plusieurs programmes qui donnent des moratoires, qui
True.
permettent de d'avoir le prêt et rembourser plus tard. Ça veut dire que toi aussi, ça va te forcer à I need to get something to make sure I make money out of it
That's
every day, every night.
it.
Qu'est-ce qu'on peut mettre en place?
Mm.
Non, puis c'est toute cette réflexion-là que je veux faire parce que souvent, tu sais, j'ai des clients qui sont comme, oh non, je veux pas de prêt, je veux pas de ci, mais je suis comme, OK, mais si j'ai plus de financement là, je fais quoi?
That's it. You
Et
need.
on peut aller chercher en commandite, mais si la commandite fonctionne plus parce que le budget est... Qu'est-ce qu'on fait?
That's it. That's it. You got to work. You got to make some money. So you go. You get a loan. And sorry for our listeners. I forgot to translate. I was very captivated. But but the whole point of what we're talking about right now is just even in business, some people are scared of getting loans. But
Exactly.
financing, c'est la nerf de la guerre, so to speak. You need money in this game,
You need
right?
money, and sometimes you need to get the loans.
That's
And if you
it.
get the loans, don't try to get like the 1 million loans. Why we don't start with 100,000? Why we
Yes,
don't start with
exactly. So
2 million?
yes,
That's not smarter.
that's
Make
it.
sure you
This is
get
Mary
everything
Blige,
done properly.
campus of
Tu
CKUT
commences à
90.3
rembourser au
FM.
moment où tu dois rembourser because you make money out of it.
That's it.
Then ask for double the mountain
That's it.
until you get like the 1 million that you need.
That's exactly it, piece
Mais tu sais,
by
il y a
piece.
plusieurs phases et tout ça. Donc, tu sais, c'est comme, pour moi, c'est ça. Tu sais, moi, c'est de comprendre que the same way you do your purse, you do a vision board, you do a plan d'action for your personal life, you prepare everything for your personal life. And I'm going to talk, maybe some women are going to understand of it. Quand tu veux te marier, when you get married, you
Yes,
prepare the wedding
that's
way.
true, very true. But why you say women? You say men don't plan? We don't
Well,
plan?
yeah, men do, but sometimes it's more like a girl stuff. But men do
I
prepare the wedding because we need the finance.
Exactly.
So the lady is gonna say, "Oh, I want that big bouquet," and the fiance will say, "Okay, so how are we gonna pay the big bouquet?" So,
Right, that's
and
exactly
sometimes
it.
we have fiance who will say, "If au lieu du big bouquet, can we do this?" The same thinking we're doing with the weddings, we're supposed to doing the business.
Very true. You're absolutely right. We need to plan it. We need to think ahead. We got a budget. And it focuses on the gap. Whatever we're investing in, there has to be a return. And that's just it. And you know what? We are in business at the end of the day. We do want to make
Exactly.
whatever we're making profitable. And again, I know people are hearing nonprofit and they're like, nonprofit, I thought we're not supposed to make money. That's not it. Especially in this era of social economy.
You need to make money
You
because you need
got to.
employees and
Yep.
you need to give good salary to your employees so they
If
can
you
be
want
able to
people.
do the work. So
That's exactly it.
you need, for example, you need a building to make sure that you do your services for your community. On va pas aller acheter quelque chose qui est petit comme ça, tandis que tu as besoin de 300 000 pieds carrés.
Yeah,
So,
bien ça, exact.
we need to make things right. We need to think differently about money and not profit, because not profit can make money out of it, because
No.
we need that money for the community. Donc, moi, my job is to remind you this and then. How can I help you to make it happen? What is the
Exactly.
plan? And if you don't have the plan, but you have everything in his head, call me. Give me a call. We're
That's
trying to
yeah.
figure out everything. And then if you want to still work with me, I'm going to make it happen.
Yeah, sister. And you know, like I always appreciate the energy that you bring to the show and what you're doing for the community and what you've been doing for the people. Let me ask you a question. And this is something I didn't prep you for. If we now, as a community, how can we give back to you? How can we support you in what you're doing within your business?
Oh, support me. Well,
I know, right? No, it's like,
I'm like, what people can do for me? Well, first and foremost is share my phone number.
Good.
Share my, I'm gonna give you the email also. We can put it in the
Yes,
link.
please.
Well, the best thing way to contact with me is really my phone number. So
That's it.
share my phone number. I have a page Instagram also, but I have to work a little bit on it because I have been really in. Je suis une parfaite exemple of what I'm saying. Like,
Yes.
je dois travailler sur mes réseaux sociaux, this and that and this. Mais je suis tellement dans mes opérations, I'm like, oh my God, I forgot to do the post and everything.
But
Mais, tu sais, je vous dirais vraiment my phone number.
I
My
love that.
name, my phone number. I'm in Montreal. So if you guys is not in Montreal, we can do a Zoom. And if it's a une façon pour moi de voyager, I'm gonna take it.
Call me, baby. I'm coming.
I'm
Send
coming.
the
We're
ticket
gonna get
and
a
I'm
talk.
coming. That's it. I love it. No, sister. And I just find, because again, this is a one full circle community and we're here to help each other. And as you're here empowering the community, for sure, our goal is those who do need the service to jump in and get the service. But as people are listening, maybe I'm not in business, but I'm like, yo, I love this sister's energy. I want to see how I could help. This is how you could help. Share the number. If you know
Okay, share the
somebody,
number.
that's
Say
it.
that she helping businesses and nonprofit to get their project done, to get things done and things done properly.
Yeah, I love it. And of course, people, you could go onto the OFC website, just search DC and you'll pull up Deshalin's profile. So you have her there, you could connect with her on that. We are here for it. Now, sister, like when we close up our interviews, we always like to leave our listeners with some words of empowerment, des mots d'encouragement. Do you have anything you'd like to leave with our listeners for today?
For today, t'sais, je vais être, t'sais, au début, on a parlé un peu, we talk about my history, what I do and everything. Pour ceux qui me connaissent vraiment, vraiment, I have two kids, two teenagers. And sometimes be entrepreneur, be also employee in the business, and also be a mom. Could be a mom and, well, let's say figures, parent figures, whatever,
Parents, yeah, parents, yeah.
could be challenging. Puis le mot d'encouragement que j'ai à vous donner, puis do what is best for your dream, parce qu'il y a quelqu'un qui regarde. This weekend, my son, I always say to my kids, that's what you want to do, no problem. I don't have time to do the search. So do the search, give me the information, I'm gonna look at it, and if it's good, I'm gonna apply of it. If I'm gonna tell you, search something else because you miss this, 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 and this. And this weekend, my son, il joue au football et tout ça. Puis il a trouvé un showcase just to be able to be seen by football coaches and everything. Il est juste en secondaire 2, là. Comme just to be seen and everything. And he wants to be there because he wants one day to get a scholarship, something.
Awesome, yes.
And I was, how I will look at is like le processus de voici ce que j'ai trouvé, maman. Me do the call and everything, make sure I pay for it, whatever. Like, you know what? Kids, they sometimes not don't listen to us,
True.
but they look at us.
Very true.
So
Yeah.
still keep doing what you do. Even though you seem like nobody's appreciated, even though you seem like, oh my God, why I'm doing that? I don't get like I just spending money, I don't receive the money yet. It's gonna come.
It comes, yeah.
Because someone is look at you. So keep doing it. I do believe in your project, guys. I do believe that we do something like pour aider notre communauté à être
Okay.
plus grande.
Mm-hmm.
Je pense qu'on le fait tous ensemble à notre manière différente. Puis qu'on continue. Because Pharaoh, I see you on the WhatsApp group, man. Wow, sometimes I'm like, oh, that group is too high for me. Like, wait a minute. People is sharing, posting, posting,
it's it is awesome.
until someone say, I want this, I want that, share this, I have that contact, I have this, that.
It's
So
awesome to
keep,
see.
awesome, awesome. So keep doing it, guys. Keep doing it because people is watching and you're inspiring people even though they don't talk, but you're inspiring someone. So keep doing it.
Well said, Queen. Well said. Thank you again. And it's always a pleasure having you blessing us on Parlay with the People and for just for what you're doing within the community as being a member of the ORC. We're proud to have you as a member. We thank you just for the support that you offer to the members. And we are glad to be able to support and encourage you as well in what you're doing,
Thank you
Queen.
so much. Thank you. Thank you. I'm gonna be posting more next year for sure.
Good. Most definite. You got to. It is the time and anyways, but you'll see. Your phone is gonna be ringing off the hook because now you have a whole community of people that'll be promoting you and sharing what you
Thank
have going on. So just be
you
ready
so
for it.
much.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Actually, it's time to ungrind those gears. Let's get into some interesting facts, tips, and a whole lot of fun with Gina the Gray.
What the facts is going on? Well, I wanted to give a shout out to the president of Mexico. Yeah, so the Menem
Not the
president.
United States, not the president, you sure?
Oh no, I oh sorry, wait, you were deliberately trying to disrespect me? Oh, okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, shout out to President Sheinbaum. I hope I'm saying that right. Sheinbaum. She has boldly etched her name in history, sealing a trade deal that positions Mexico as a linchpin for North America, thriving partnerships with the European Union. So, in the midst of the Ukraine-Russia conflict, Mexico emerges as a powerhouse ready to supply essential food and gas, invigorating economies on both sides of the Atlantic. And Mexico pr products will flood the American market, the European market, excuse me, the European markets, while European goods reach Mexican consumers. This is not just a deal, it's a stride towards a united future. So, shout out to them for, excuse me, shout out to her for the work that they're doing and really building Mexico for what it is. Because I don't know if you guys realize, like, when it comes down to food, we rely heavily on Mexico and South America for our fruits and vegetables. Because I
I
don't
wasn't
know.
aware, actually. Thank you for educating me.
Oh yeah, no, because I mean, otherwise we would only be eating apples and potatoes. Like, we don't grow, like, things don't grow. I mean, hey, and I'm not saying like Canada and Mexico, we were part of NAFTA, so that's what NAFTA was about. But now that Trump's coming in and doing all his nonsense, it's like, cool, you act that way. I'm gonna do other deals with other parts of the country, and people are gonna enjoy that. Someone put a comment. They're like, beautiful, the Nordics. We need tamales, green chilies, salsa verde, good tortillas. I heard Nordic foods are pretty bland. So, like,
Okay.
about to spice up the European life in this joint. And while we're at
Amen.
it, yeah, so while we're at it, I want to talk about a bit about her achievements in her first 100 days in office. So, the number of people in formal sector jobs hit a record high in December. Mexico receives almost $39 billion in foreign direct investments last year. Mexico is the United States' largest trade partner. Mexico is the 12th largest economy in the world now. The Maya Train Railroad is now operational in its entirety. The judicial reform and numerous other constitutional reforms were approved in the final 4 months in 2024. The minimum wage increased by 12% in January 1st.
Wow.
The federal government and state government signed a national human rights to water agreement. A new medication purchasing model aimed at ensuring the availability of medication in the nation's public health systems was implemented. Various healthcare facilities were opened, and the government implemented a new security strategy, and homicide declined by 16% between September and December. Even as high levels of violence continue to plague various parts of the country, it is down by 16%. And let us remember that, like, Mexico was also known as being a country for, like, high in femicide, and even they voted a woman president for their country.
Yeah, this is amazing, and it's like it's almost like a call to Mexicans who are trying to make things work in the United States. Yo, go back home.
It's time to go back home. It's time to
Just
go
go
back
back
home.
home.
Yeah, 100%. So I just want to give a shout out to her for her
Dude,
great.
I might go there too. I don't even know. You know what I mean? I'm kind of like Quebec much. I don't know. You know, like the way
Listen.
the ghost treating us these days, Mexico's not looking that bad. The cart. My concerns, but you did mention a little bit, was the cartels, but apparently crime is going down.
Crime is going down. And,
Yo.
like, quite frankly, okay, I don't know how true this is, but I did hear that the cartels did a shift. They said it was more, there was more money in carteling avocados and, like, taking over the avocado market than cocaine at this
I
point.
heard that too. Yeah.
You
It
know?
was just getting healthy out there in Mexico. Let's do it.
They're
Yeah.
like, oh, because California said avocados is where it's at, and now everybody wants to eat avocados because it's a superfood. And everyone's becoming healthy. No, less people want to do cocaine.
Yeah.
Okay, you've got to shift with demand and supply and demand, right?
Yes.
But yeah, so that was the what the facts for today. And I have a two was for you. I have a two facts for you today, because I want to talk about Ruby Bridges. And Ruby Bridges turned 70 today. Do you know who she is?
Negative.
She was the first Black child to integrate in an all-white public elementary school in Louisiana, and she turned 70 last year.
Huh.
Only 70.
I was about to say.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like we're talking about some history that we feel like is a super long time ago, and it really wasn't that long ago. So it's like, so things
Awesome.
that we're experiencing and things we're overcoming, one, we need to give ourselves some grace because we're now at, like, like it's so fresh. Some people are still, like licking their wounds, so to speak. So that is awesome. But no, that I really didn't know that. Shoot, that's right around the corner. 70 years. Damn.
7 years old. Yeah. She's the little girl, so you know that picture that you see of the little girl holding her like suitcase, not suitcase, but briefcase, excuse me. So
Yes.
briefcase in the dress going into coming out of the school, being escorted because it was dangerous. She was 6 years old at the time.
Oh
That's what
my
she told me.
gosh. And the things that these youth went through. And and for a second, it just like these youth, when I tell you some of them just take it for granted. I say some, I don't want to generalize, not all. Some youth know the blessing that they have for, to be able to go to school and to be able to not be just completely discriminated against. Some of them are still discriminated against, and I digress on not batting up schools, but
And
it's
I wanna highlight, this was a family affair, and this was a very big decision on the family too, because her family's commitment to this the to the this to the segregation came at a cost. Her father lost his job. Her grandparents were evicted from their farm in Mississippi. I know I'm not saying that we have everything perfect, and like there's still a fight to fight, and we you still gotta stand 10 toes down on things that are immoral and that aren't right, but I don't feel like the people have the same energy. Like a lot of people don't have the same energy that you had then. And like you know what? Thankfully and hopefully you don't need that same energy. But how many of us today would be like, okay, at the risk of my livelihood, I'm going to push forward for equal rights. And
Well,
so
I'm sorry, Gina. Like I live on the front line, and I could tell you, we don't have it. It's unfortunate that the way society works and how we function as a human species, until something really gets our attention or until we're really, really, really uncomfortable, we don't push against the grain. We're pretty much like, and society's doing a great job of dumbing us down, creating, making us docile, whether it be through our food, whether it be through the medias, whether through the distractions. They're doubling down on making sure that they have a very docile human species so that they could just roll on us whenever necessary. If you look at tons of things that just happened over history, you could see that how we've fallen back as a human species. I'm excited to say, speaking life into our community, that the era has passed and there's a new era in the air of people waking up. So I'm very excited to see within the next 5 to 10 years the complete 180 that we're going to do as a human species. But it was very interesting to be able to live throughout this whole process and see how we were as a people and how we're going to be, But it's like, yeah, I give thanks for the awakening because this is the era that we're in right now. So necessary.
absolutely, absolutely. So now I have a little snippet here, and it's to talk about Black people's favorite unit of measure. Do you have a favorite unit of measure?
Favorite unit of measure, meaning like, do I prefer to measure in ounces, pounds? Like, is that what you, like, is that?
No, a Black folk unit of measure. So a Black folk unit of measure is like, oh, I'm gonna be there in a minute. Yes. And you well know you aren't you're not gonna be there in no minute. No, ma'am, no, sir, no, ma'am. So let's have a listen to some of Black people's favorite units of measure.
What is your favorite Black unit of measurement?
Oh, okay. I have a lot. First is a swallow, because I did that today. I got some juice and they were like, man, finish this off. Don't leave a swallow in there. You don't know exactly how much, but you know it's not enough for a full cup. I love teents. That's what my grandma says. Just put a teent of salt in there. Nobody knows exactly what that means. And then, like, down the street. How far are you? I'm down the street. I'm in Oklahoma. Your house is in California. I'm right down the street. So those are my three.
How you do something a lot of times, and they be like, how many times you do? 50-11? I did about 50-11 times. Whatever that means, it's a lot. So if somebody say 50-11, they done did it a lot of times.
She got a whole lot of, whatever is going to go after that is about to be a problem. where it's a whole lot of tail, whole lot of mouth, whole lot of teeth. It's usually never a thing that you want to.
Somebody who has like four, maybe twins.
It's not his turn.
It's not. Whole lot of hips. Oh, that's never.
Hey.
That's never fun.
Hey.
Hey.
Angel.
A whole lot of baby daddies. It's a whole lot. That's probably my favorite one.
Is the 30-second button on the microwave? If you know, you know.
Denim mug. Hey, man, that's tight than a mug. They say farther than a mug. I'm hungrier than a mug. That a mug is universal and it fits anything because it doesn't, like, confine you to a certain parameter. Then a mug could be a foot. Then a mug could be 100 miles. You know what I mean? I'm hungry than a mug. That could be hungry as a dog. You know what I'm saying? Hungry as a hippopotamus. You know? I love it. There's no barriers on it, but it's completely understood in the Black community when you say denim mug.
The other day. Just the other day. Because it's like, could be days and days and days, but I seen him the other day.
It's neither here nor there. That's neither here nor there. That means whatever you're talking about don't matter. I'm talking about something else. That's neither here nor there. That's irrelevant information you're trying to give. It's neither here nor there.
When you say something twice, right? So if you say, oh, I'm full. Oh, are you sleepy? You tired? You hungry? Are you dirty? Are you happy? Are you mad? Is it full? Or is it empty? Is your gas tank empty? Or is it just empty? Because if you say it more than once, that means it's really that thing. If you say it once, it's like, nah, it's not really that thing. But if you say it twice, that means it is to the max, to the brim, that thing. So, you know, right now, she's happy.
Let me get a swig of that. Let me get a quick swig of that. What is a swig? When have we ever said what a swig was? Also, I like, let me get a couple of few of them. Just give me a couple of few of them chips right there. What is a couple of few? I don't know, but I know exactly how many it is when I grab. Now, I done said this for the umpteenth time. What is umpteenth? Like, what is that? Why are you saying that, Mom? I said it for the umpteenth time. Go do it. I don't know how many times that is. And I don't really like to cuss all the time, but I do be cussing. But that was damn near. Da 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 da. What is damn near? Is it near? Is it not? Is it like closely near? Is it far near? Like what does that even mean? Well, I think those are my favorite Black units of measurement. And 5011. You got about 5011 kids running around here. And I think we know exactly how many that is. Like, if it's only like five, that's not 5011. But if you got like nine kids, you got 5011 kids.
Do y'all say like I'm on the way, but it's still at the house?
I say I'm on the way when I turn the shower on.
Okay.
But the thing is, the reason that works is because other people know, oh, he said he's on the way. They also know that I'm not really on the way.
All right, go ahead and get in the shower too.
Exactly.
That is a perfect way to end the way that started. Because I think I'm guilty of that. I am on my way. I'm on my way to bed. Give me 2 seconds.
You know, that's the thing too, right? Is what you tell yourself on the inside. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm on my way. And then you just didn't finish a sentence to the person. Oh, I'm on my way to get ready to be on my way.
Facts. That's. So, okay, no. When you break it down like that, it's
inappropriate.
Yeah, I hear what you say. Nah,
but where I felt super targeted was their 30 seconds on the microwave. I was like, that's not a lie, especially, and every, I still do it. I don't care. I still do it. But especially if I'm going to put something for a minute and a half, me pressing the 30-second button 3 times is the same amount of button pressing that I'm doing to put 130.
I know, but it's just something psychological, Gina. We all do it. We need to just make sure after that 30 seconds, a little bit more. It's just sometimes.
No, it's not even like, oh, you put it in for 30 seconds and it's not warm. You put it for, no, I'm going to put it in there. I know I'm putting it for a minute and a half and I press 30 seconds 3 times. And then
Black people.
If it's 2 minutes, beep, 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 beep. Now, quite frankly, it's just easier that way because I don't have to move my finger. I mean, how lazy can a person get? But like, yeah, the 30 second on the microwave absolutely spoke to me on that one. Actually, 90% of those sayings I have promised you I've said out my mouth at least one time. If
Well,
not.
I'm not sure if this is a measure, a unit of measurement for Black people, but it's like when your parents, in my case, my mom particularly, just it's a look that you get. It's a it's like it's that it's a and it's that it's like, wait, if I move forward, am I gonna get licked? Is it because I kind of I'm not you go ahead.
Oh,
You
that's
go
not even in
you
the
go ahead. You go ahead. You
mix.
go ahead. Now in they're saying go ahead, where you'd be like, okay, sure. But then you're like, but wait,
No,
the
no.
tone in the
That's
go
not even
ahead.
in the measure. That's black telepathy.
Oh, okay. You see,
It's
okay, all
the
right.
conversations that we the blacks have. Because you know what that is. You know when you're in a certain room and certain things happen, and then when you lock eyes with each other, you don't have to say anything?
Yeah.
Black telepathy. Your
Okay.
parents, when they start to talk to and when they stop and you hear all the words
Yep.
and then come out the mouth,
Yeah.
you said like, I got too far.
I went too far.
And like, I
Got it.
understand that if I take but even a half a step more,
Yeah.
I'm popping.
Yeah.
Like, that's black telepathy.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, see, so okay, so that's got it. Clear. Now I understand. Learn
Yeah.
something new.
So, keep on keeping on with the units of measure. I love it. I'm team times 100%. Round the corner 100%. Oh, it's just around the corner. Oh my gosh, Trinidad loves that. How do you get to this place of the store? Oh, you just go down here,
Ranikwana.
Rani Kwana, and you keep walking like 2 3 minutes. The walk is 15. It's not.
Yo, I thought that was a joke until I was actually, but it was in St. Lucia, and I was like, yo, this is happening. It's happening right now because a parent was given instructions, and it was really like one of those like walk down when you see the tree. Turn right when you see the tree. There's usually a man sitting by the side there. That's not where you need to go. Walk past him. Yo, I kid you not. We're following the instructions to a T. The guy was there.
Wow. So I was gonna say, what happens if the man's not there?
Yo, I don't know, but they just know. Anyways, I didn't think it was a serious thing until I experienced it myself.
Okay, let's get into it. Trivia, are you smarter than a fifth grader? Are you ready?
Yeah, hopefully. Damn,
Hopefully
last
you
week was terrible.
We didn't do trivia last week.
Oh, 2 weeks ago. I feel like I went through a session.
Yeah.
I got beer licks. I can't remember what session I was.
It probably was 2 weeks ago. Last week we did the progression of French.
Wait, hold on. Bear licks. Is that a Canadian one? Just bear. What is bear? When it like drink?
Bear is a West Indian thing though,
It's
like
West Indian. It's not from
and bear
Toronto.
like pure like
Bear
yeah it's
things.
very so yeah like let's beer thing like bear thing like
Yeah,
yeah
I thought it was Toronto. All right.
yeah but it's Toronto from a West Indian descent though,
Okay, all right. Sorry, guys. I went back. All right,
but
move.
it can be Toronto man's language 100%,
This
100% Toronto.
should be one of those specifically for Toronto.
I don't want to hear it because then it's
Yes,
going to be pure yay. She's. I don't believe
find it, Gina. Play it next week. Okay, sorry. Go
Oh my gosh. I feel like there was a skit about a wedding and it was just like do you such and such take such and such is like yay. And then the crowd goes cheese. I was like, oh. I would not sign the papers. Papers aren't getting signed. Okay, question number one. How many pecks equal one bushel?
What's a peck?
A peck, it's a unit of measure. And how many of those creates one bushel?
A dozen.
Close. Not so much. Four.
Okay.
Four pecks equal a bushel.
Damn.
To the nearest thousand, how fast is the speed of light in miles per second?
See, the problem is the question is too complex right now. You can't break it down to the simplest
You
term.
know the speed of light, right? So you know it's
Yes.
faster than the speed of light. How fast is the speed of light by the thousands of seconds? Excuse me, thousands of miles. So how many miles per second can the light hit?
Go. Okay, so the light, like, thank you. You see, you have to break it down like ChatGPT simple terms. So look,
Haikus. Light hit thousands miles per second.
So it could probably do about, you said in the nearest thousand, maybe in the speed of light, I think it's like something like 10,000 miles per second.
186,000 miles per second.
Okay, close, give or take. I was somewhere in the, I said 10, you said 180,000. Okay, close.
Yeah, that's the speed of light. True or false? The country of Madagascar is an island located in the Pacific Ocean.
Madagascar is on the side of Africa there. What ocean is that? Yes, true.
True? It is false. It's the Indian Ocean.
Seriously? Damn. I knew it wasn't the Atlantic because I was going the other way.
Yes, it is what it's on the west east coast, excuse me, of Africa, but it is in the Indian Ocean. It is not the Pacific.
That's good. I told you, geography wasn't necessarily my thing.
It's okay. Well, you knew it was part of Africa.
Yeah, that's true, but that's because of cartoons. Go
Just take the W, bro.
ahead.
Next question. How many planets in our solar systems have a circumference larger than Earth? So, how many planets are bigger than Earth?
Four.
Four is correct.
Yeah, I don't know why I remember that.
Probably because of homeschooling,
You're only talking facts.
Lindsay, I'm sure. Next question. Fireworks were invented in what country during the 7th century?
I want to say one of those European ones. I want to go ahead and say what country? 7th century. Let's go with like I feel it has something to do with war. But let's go with England. You said England? Yeah, somewhere, and I was like, yeah.
So you said England. I didn't say anything. England would technically be the UK, which is wrong.
Okay, good.
It's actually China. And fun story about China that I just learned last month, so in February, because it was the Chinese New Year, right? And so the BERG at our work put on an event. Which shout out to them for that, because we have about like 11 or 12 different BERGs, which are employee resource programs, and it's basically programs to for diversity and inclusion and equity. And so there's a lot of things that you can attend and learn about. The one that they I had the one they had on natives and Pretendians was really interesting, because then they talked about famous people who
Sorry, did you say the natives and the what?
So the natives were talking about Pretendians. So it's a lot of times they're talking about entertainers who pretend to be of native descent to gain or entertainers or people who try to say that they have native roots to be able to get grants and stuff like that from the
Wow,
government.
Pretendians. Okay, thank you for
Yeah, so the
clarifying that.
term is Pretendians. Yeah, so back to China. So the fireworks started from the story of Nian. So like the New Year's itself was about the legend of a mythical beast that terrorized villagers. And on the eve of the Chinese New Year, which ended up becoming the Chinese New Year, the beast was afraid of loud noises, bright lights, and the color red. And so one of the little girls in the village decided to put red all over the place, and then they would light fireworks to scare the beast. And so that's why there's always fireworks there, and they created fireworks.
Dope.
All right, next question. True or false? The plural form of the word roof is roofs.
What root word?
Roof.
Like roof, like rooftop?
Yeah, like the rooftop.
Okay. And the plural is what you said? Or the true or false is
Roof.
what?
True or false? The plural of roof is roofs.
True.
False. It's roofs with an S, not VES.
You know, I couldn't tell the difference. I
Roof.
actually thought you said roofs with like just I was like,
So roofs, like pronounce the F in there, roofs and roofs. Can you tell me
damn.
the difference in that?
You just broke that down. It was still kind of great for me, but I understand what you're saying.
Okay. Okay. So this. If you write Monday, July 8th, 2023, where would you put the comma? Where does it belong in that date sentence or the date sequence, I should say?
After the 8th.
So Monday, July 8th, comma, 2023.
Yeah.
It's actually Monday, comma. Well, actually, no, you're right. Half the point. It's Monday, comma, July 8th, comma, 2023.
Two commas. Trick question.
I'll give you half the point. I got to give you something because this is... Nope, this is a point and a half. You did get the planets.
But in French, it's a completely different. In French, it's like a whole...
In French, you write it differently too, yeah.
Yeah, completely. Anyways, all right.
How many consonants are in the word acronym? A-C-R-O-N-Y-M.
Three?
Three acronyms?
You said acronym?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
A-C.
Acronym?
Yes, an acronym.
Isn't an acronym like a... Wait, what? Repeat the question again?
So how many... Sorry.
Consonants, right?
Consonants, yeah.
Yeah, so not vowels, because I was like, wait... No, I thought I understood that differently. Okay.
Vowels. Okay. So how many consonants?
No. Right. Yeah. So is it one is it's like so what's not a vowel is a consonant. So yeah. And all the vowels are the A's, the O's, the this and the that's the Y sometimes. So
Y sometimes, yes.
C R N M four.
Four is correct. And yes, Y is technically, it's actually called a semi-vowel. And I tried to Google when it's supposed to be a consonant versus a vowel. And it was a complicated, like, explanation. And I was just like, all right, you hold that. But, you know, I'll just take the sometimes Y. So it's Y, it's A-E-I-O-U, and sometimes Y. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the vowels. Next question. As pretty as a picture... is an example of what type of figure of speech? As pretty as a picture.
I don't understand what the question means. Ah!
Okay, I'll just give you the answer. I don't understand the question. But like, I mean, certain sayings... a certain figure of speech have a name to them. And when you say as pretty as a picture, it's a type of figure of speech.
Okay. Now you've already educated me. All right. Now you want to give an example of that lesson?
Okay. As pretty as a picture, as brave as a lion, as crazy like a fox. So what is that doing in that sentence?
Well, it's a kind of a comparison in a way.
It is. Correct.
Yes.
So basically the answer is these are called similes. So similes, they're figure of speech involving the comparison of one thing with another of a different kind, but it's used to make a description more emphatic or vivid.
All right.
Yes. So
what's it called again?
A simile.
Simile.
Simile, yes. We've heard it. You know what I mean? You know you've heard it. And you probably heard it when you were in the fifth grade. But it's the things that, you know, you probably just don't retain.
No, yeah. There's a lot of stuff you learn in school that it really is serving no purpose until times like this. Because I don't see when anybody's going to use that in a sentence. Yo, you heard that simile? No. No one ever said that.
Well, I don't necessarily think that's what you're supposed to say.
Well, in what context? Give it to me in a context. You're speaking to somebody where you would drop
simile. It's just... giving a it's giving a name to that figure of speech, because if you're says like, oh well, you have different figures of speeches, it's like, okay, well, what type of figure of speech is this? What type of poem is this? What type of writing is this? Like, things have names. It's not like, okay, books, you have fictional books, you have autobiography, but you're not gonna be like, hey, did you see that fiction book? It's just things do have names.
You're only talking facts, Gina, and we're here to educate the people. So that's what we're doing. People are learning.
That part. Next question. How many time zones does Russia have?
What? More than one? Let's go with three then.
They have 11.
What? Yes. One country?
Yes.
It's too much. Why?
It's too much.
No,
there'd be less time zones.
No, why? Why so many time zones? What are you doing that? That to me throws off. Like, I don't understand why daylight savings time exists. I don't understand why we have to go back for it. Just blanket the time. First of all, time is a human construct that doesn't even exist. We're wasting our time. No pun intended. God. 8, 12, how many did you say? Too much.
11. Too much then.
Oh my gosh.
Yep, 11.
How many do you have in the United States?
Four. So East, East Central, Mountain Time, and Pacific. Same that we do.
Oh, they're wasting everybody's time. They have a day, they playing jokes on us. They have us doing all kind of kerfuffles. Anyways.
Yes. Okay. Final question. I'm sorry. There's a lot of geography in here, but
yeah. Thanks, Gina.
Oh my gosh. Are we trying to teach the people? We're trying to teach the people.
Facts. We're teaching.
Okay. How many countries are in North America?
Three.
Try again.
What? There's more than three countries in North America?
How many countries do you have above the equator, north of the equator? And in all fairness, the equator does have Central America, but like, I mean, that is North America, because Central America is technically not a...
Seriously? When you say North America...
Yes.
You're talking like everything... But wait, no, maybe my interpretation of what America is off.
Yeah, I said we're talking about the countries in North America, the continent. Just because the United States of America, people think America is just the United States of America. It is not.
I was like, Canada, was that above us, like Alaska, Greenland?
Alaska is part of the U.S. Greenland is its own country indeed. But no.
Okay, je sais pas, G.
There's 23.
23?
Yes, would you like me to name them?
Yo, that's a lot.
Well, Antigua and Barbuda, Bahamas, Barbados, Belize, Canada, Costa Rica, Cuba, Dominica, Dominican Republic, El Salvador, Grenada, Guatemala, Haiti, Honduras, Jamaica, Mexico, Nicaragua, Panama, St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Lucia, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Trinidad and Tobago, and the United States of America. We tend to forget that the Caribbean are all part of North America.
Yeah, I totally forgot that. What are you talking about? I said three. I was not listing all those at all. Lord.
Yes. Not to mention that, like there's other countries below Mexico that count, like Costa Rica.
And see, that's where we learn new things every time we tune into this show.
Indeed we do. Indeed we do. Well, on that note, I grind, you grind, and sometimes we need to ungrind together. That's Ungrind My Gears with Gina the Great. We'd like to thank our special guests. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKUT, the OFC, Drew and the Stew. Do you have any shout-outs?
So right now, one of the things I want to remind the community about is what our goals are. In terms of building as a united community. So one, I want to thank all OFC members for forever tuning in and supporting what we're doing, and for supporting each other. We have our bi-weekly business circle meetings. We have our weekly power circle meetings and monthly social circles. And it's awesome to see the community coming together. Anybody who's out there who's vibrating on the same frequency and sees that there's a need to come together as a people, I want to remind you guys to reach out to the OFC. We're here to build with you. Check us out online, ofccommunity.com, or send us a message, 514-651-4545. I want to send out amazing birthday wishes to everybody who has a birthday coming up in March. And a couple of weeks ago, our brother Lincoln welcomed another baby onto the planet, so I just want to give him a huge shout out. It is always awesome to just welcome life, and again, sending love and blessings to the entire family.
So I too want to give a shout out to the March birthdays. Special shout out to Jen on March 1st. That's coming up this weekend. And shout out to women, because March is International Women. I forget the date exactly, but it's the International Women's Month, and there's the International Women's Day. And so I'll probably kind of talk a bit more. I'll go into depth a bit more on women's history, but then I'll give you guys the full rundown on Ruby Bridges, because I want to give her shine on that. And those are my shout out to all the women out there who are women's women and who understand that we are better working together, and that we are not in competition on any levels in anything that we do. When women come together, especially, and when we back strong women who are there for the right intentions, you have amazing results. And so you don't have to put anyone else down to lift yourself up. We can all be lifted up together. So shout out to the women's women out there.
Kings and queens, this was the OFC Podcast Radio with Pharaoh Hammond Freeman, Queen Kaya, and myself, Gina the Great. We're on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on CKUT 90.3 FM. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. Stay blessed and highly favored.
OFC Podcast Radio.